Robert F. Highland and Sons.
Okay. Hey, is Don there?
Say again?
Yeah. Is Don there?
There's a Donald.
Donald, correct.
He's actually out of the office, but I can take a message.
Yeah, sure, unless maybe you can point me in the right direction. I was actually looking, maybe is there like a controller or CFO or someone like that? My name is Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Manufacturers and Traders Trust, and I was following up here with Don, had him as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is he the only one that might be able to handle something like that, or does he have maybe a CFO, controller, or anything?
I'm not 100% on that. Donald would probably be the best person to talk to.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave him a message and we'll see if we'll call you. We'll see if he can get back to you.
All right, great. Let's do that. Whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right. So my name is Hashem. That's H A S H E M, as in mother at the end.
Yep.
And I was calling from Bank of Cardiff. That's C A R. D-I-F-F, like Frank. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Manufacturers and Traders Trust. And following up on the offer that was sent out to the business about two and a half weeks ago now. And it was sent to, just to double check with you here, 277 North Winton Road, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's where we had sent it out to. And I just kind of wanted to follow up with him and see if he had it, touch base. I know we spoke about 4 or 5 months ago, something like that. And he told us to follow up as we get closer towards the end of the year here to see if anything had come up. You know, here I am.
All right. Is there a callback number?
Yeah, it's going to be 858-252-1499. Would you by any chance know you know when you guys usually do the financing for the company, or is that something usually he takes up?
That would be either him or his partner, but yeah, I'm not 100% on that either, so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you guys been keeping busy over there? Is it pretty pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Quite busy.
Okay, good.
Haven't had enough time to bid everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like the offer might come in handy then. Do you have an email address? Maybe I can just shoot him a note since I know he's going to be a hit or a miss.
For Donald, it is D... as in Donald.
Uh-huh.
Padilla.
P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Padilla. At R-F-H. S-O-N.
S-O-N. Not Sons, correct?
Nope, just Sons. Yep.
Just Sons. Yeah. All right. Do you know, are you guys taking on like more projects than you can handle? Or are you guys taking on the amount that you can handle for right now and, you know, things like that?
Sort of both.
Oh, really?
Or, the projects are getting ridiculous.
Oh, really?
But we're able to handle it. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes.
What do you mean, if you don't mind me asking, by getting ridiculous?
Like, the government's just dumb.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can totally agree with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely will agree with you there.
I've listened to quite a few meetings for one of our bigger projects, and they're quite dumb or they're forgetful, so.
Oh, really? Do they have a lot of, like, rules and regulations, or are they just, you know, forgetful, or what is it really?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, there's always the general rules for working with the VA, but
of course,
it's people switch a lot. So when you're stuck with one CO, your contracting officer, sometimes they go to South Carolina and decide to work somewhere else, and you're stuck with someone else.
I see what you're
It's
saying.
construction.
Yes, exactly. It's construction. I mean, I've worked with construction companies all summer because I know you guys are unbelievably busy in the summer usually as well. And everyone tells me that, all these contract-based jobs where they're not getting paid until after the work is done, it kind of plays a toll on them if they don't have a really large cash flow. And we sent out I believe it was like $500,000 just last week to a company, and they had a large turnover on it. So I was just kind of wondering if you guys were in the same boat there. But I can shoot over the email to Don and see if he's got anything coming up at all. Yeah, that's my best bet, right?
Just as an FYI, don't call him Don. He won't answer.
Oh, okay. I
That's
appreciate that.
why I corrected you. Yeah, most people that call and ask for Don, I kind of just ignore.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that then. I will make sure in the email that there's an ALD after Don.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for all the information, and hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You
All
too.
right. Take care, man. All right. Bye-bye.